Advance for his release, Dying of Dystopia, came out, I think, a few weeks ago. Can you tell us a bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
A lot of the album is an election, but it is. It's not an overall, like, themed album. A lot of the songs, I mean, some of them are a collection or riffs that are put together. I want to stay towards the, like, as we progress as a band, something like that, obviously the writing structure and you know, progress. I'd say that it was more like we set a lot more thought and everything in the song and everything, but like it's sort of a collection of songs than like an overall themed album. But kind of varies from song to song.
I mean, what made you guys sign to Execution Collective, which is a fairly, you know, small label, and how do you guys come across them?
See, we recognize they were a smaller semi-startup label, but at the same time, when you look at the other side of the label, and like the black metal side of the label, we saw, obviously, like, a pretty and the some startup label without any connections or, like, any opportunity to give us the press or anything like that. But we can sign them, like, a family friend is also, like, a tail scout for that. See, for the longest time, he had that, like, out of his band and everything like that, and just was that day. And then we found it listening to it. He was just kind of like, holy shit, impressed by it. And then at that point, he forwarded it on to Diego, the head of the label, and then he pretty much came at it, and then they got more in depth in talking about it. We kind of went from there. I mean, we saw it as a great opportunity in the fact that, you know, it may be a smaller label, but at the same time, they're going to have a set vision across the whole entire world rather than, you know, just in our local area, you know. And I mean, you can only go so far with promoting yourself on MySpace and Facebook. You can only, you know, outreach so many people, and 90% of the people, especially when it comes to like MySpace and things like that, you know, they say they're your friend or they, you know, they're your fan on Facebook or MySpace. That doesn't actually mean they listen to your music or actually interact with you on a personal level. So I mean, they definitely are providing us with a very large opportunity. I mean, they've gotten us a lot of things that we never would have been able to really achieve or get by ourselves by any means.
And, I mean, going a little bit into the band sound, how do you guys craft all this weird composition of adding a bunch of random stuff together?
I think it all comes down to the fact that we all have our own inspiration on so many different levels. And, I mean, we have our, like, own likes for the bands that we listen to. I mean, our inspiration in bands and ranges from, I mean, like in modes like that to, like, I listen to a lot of, like, you know, classic American hardcore, and then, like, parts of our band listening to, you know, metal or, like, a lot of progressive metal or even, like, indie and stuff like that. So I think everybody from day one, we've never really been afraid to find the box and realize, well, you know, yeah, this might not be like a typical metal sounding riff or a part or anything like that, and it might, you know, strike some people as odd, but I mean, odd's not always wrong. And I mean, especially in today's day and age, there's so many bands that are just doing what's popular and, you know, doing like the in thing just. And we wanted to break away from that and just be ourselves and not try to just be a carbon copy of any other band.
And how well do you think that people have been getting the actual sound of the band when you have gotten the feedback?
I mean, overall, the feedback has been positive. Obviously, you'll have, you know, critics and you'll have, you know, bad feedback here and there, but I think overall, it's been well received. I think when it comes to playing shows, you know, sometimes you might not get as much movement out of a crowd or anything like that, because they're just there to hear, like, deathcore bands. They're just here to, like, hear breakdowns and things of that nature. But, I mean, there's been times where we've been playing shows where it was just all just sludgy, like, deathcore breakdown bands. And, you know, kids might not have, like, moshed as much or danced as much, but they've come back to us for the show. And it's been like, you know, we met no disrespect, like, beating each other, but we just wanted to listen because we like what we are hearing. And I think probably one of the best compliments that we've received from, like, a few people is they'll come up to me and be like, I'm not really into metal, I'm not really into, like, any, like, extreme music or anything like that, but we enjoy your sound because it's not, you know, it doesn't follow that trend of just being, like, detuned music or anything like that. You know, it kind of wraps its head around multiple different genres.
And in terms of all those, you know, different influences that you guys have, how much do you bump heads when you're writing songs?
Honestly, I mean, it wouldn't happen too often. Like, comparing to a lot of, like, other, like, local bands or, like, anything we know, we probably have the least amount of problems I've seen out of anybody, for the sure fact that, like, we all, like, look at everything maturely when we come to, you know, being a band or being friends or, you know, writing music. And if someone has a problem, we lay it on the table right away. And, I mean, every once in a while, you know, people will kind of look, like, we'll look at a riff or look at a drum part, right? Like, we'll offer suggestions. But usually, you know, it ends up getting worse. We have a lot of, like, bumping of heads too much when it comes to, I think, like, our two guitarists, they're on the same page a lot when it comes to, like, writing the song. And then, I mean, a lot of everything, like, you know, the guitars will write everything, and then our bassist will come in and write his part, and watch the recording to the drummer, and he'll start working on it. All said and done, make a recording for me, and then I sit down and put lyrics and vocals.
So do you think that with this, you know, more unified process that you guys have, are you writing already for the next release, or what's your status and what's next?
I know that I know that our guitarists have begun to kind of just compile, like, riffs and ideas and things like that. I don't think they're down yet, like, writing things. I think we're kind of just focusing and playing out as much as possible, having people hear our music as much as possible, and a good feel on how they want to take everything for the next release. Then they're going to sit down really seriously and start writing everything.
And how do you guys are doing with the shows thing, since that's one of the main problems for starting bands and, like, smaller labels in the States? Are you going for the pay-for-play thing, or what are you looking for when finding shows?
I mean, right now we're just trying to expand, like, we're playing regionally, and just playing out of the state, out of the city as much as possible. I mean, we have to get on some tours. I mean, as of finding shows for us, really, it's difficult. Being from, like, a larger city in this region, we get a large number of really good shows and tours that come through here, and opportunities for us to play, and, like, a large number of people here music.
And what do you see that as the main thing that you guys need to do to get the word out even more now?
I just pretty much follow what I just said. We just need to play out. Like, I mean, like I said, we're booking shows outside of Cleveland more. We're booking shows in state. We just want people to see. I mean, everybody knows that you can listen to an album and it might sound good on when you see them live, and it might be a totally different story. And show people they can recreate our album live and all aspects of it. I know it may semi be off topic, but that's one thing that we were really recording the album that we didn't want Super Robotic sounding drums. We didn't want it just didn't sound real or didn't sound organic, because sound that we just really stray away from. I know kind of semi the norm, especially for the more mainstream metal genre these days. But you see a lot of those bands and they can't reproduce it. And when you see those things, you kind of take a step back and you're like, wow, you're not, man, you're the same people that I thought you were when I listened to your recording 2 days ago. So yeah, we're definitely just working towards that. We want as many people to see us live, hear our music, and just show them that, you know, we are just as tight. We are the same exact band that we are on the album.
And in general terms, I mean, you guys do have a very unique sound, but what do you think is exactly the thing, or what do you guys would say is what sets you apart from the rest?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I think it goes back to what I said a little bit ago, which is the fact that we've never really been afraid to, you know, be like really heavily melodic in our songs. We've never really been afraid to throw, you know, a clean like semi-jazzy section in a song. We're never really afraid to, you know, step outside of the box and just do something that's not really the norm. And, you know, yeah, that might call for drawing from different genres of metal or different genres of music, but in the end, I'm just being us and just doing what we feel, making good music, what we feel is good music. And, you know, not just saying, trying to be a cookie-cutter band of stealth. You know, other bands got famous for what they're doing for reasons, because they were unique in their own time and place. And I mean, why repeat history? You know, we're just trying to be ourselves and do our own thing.
In terms of future plans, what are your objectives and ambitions with the band?
Like I said before, like, we really just want to play out as much as possible. We just want to show people who we are. Just have more people see live, meet people as much as possible. That's probably one of like our biggest things, is like when we play shows, we want to shake hands with as many people as possible. I want to know as many people's names as possible that are at our shows. I mean, people will see bands and, I mean, getting to know them, you know, that's where it's at. Like, we want to interact with people. I mean, we're just people, you know? We put our pants on the same way everybody else does. We're just a band. We're just people making music. We're not any different than anybody else, you know? And, I mean, we just want to show as many people as possible, like, who we are and what our music is.
And what do you want to achieve, you know? I mean, yeah, you guys want to play out and everything, but what are, you know, maybe this kind of goes more to, like, the business objectives of the band.
Well, I mean, obviously, we would like bigger, you know, and do larger tours, do European tours, do things like that. I mean, obviously we want to be a self-sustaining band when it comes to, like, money and things like that, but, I mean, at this point in time, you know, our music is the first priority. All those things come later, you know? So, yeah, we definitely just want to play, like, bigger tours. We want to play out of this area as much as possible. Just get as much vision as possible, you know? I guess that's probably it.
And how do you see the local scene? I mean, you said, yeah, it's a big city, there's different people, but how are the bands between themselves, since a lot of cities have their different cliques and stuff?
Yeah, you know, honestly, the scene around here has taken a large turn for the better within, I want to say, the last 8 months. You see kids coming out to the show. I mean, like, we had our release show April 2nd, and I think we had like 710 kids there, and it was just baffling to see so many kids come out for local shows, and you know, the kids want to be involved, they want to spread the word, they want to know you, they want to know your music, you know, and there's been big banding together between all the local area bands and everything like that, and just some big, like, unifying of all of them, and it's a great thing to see. But, I mean, there's very large bands that come through here all the time and play big shows, and, like, you know, it's pretty easy for any of the bands in Cleveland to get on those shows and just have people see them. But, yeah, I mean, the scene is incredible to us, especially, like I said, over the last 8 or so months. I mean, kids just want to be a part of it. They just want to, like, they want to know you, they want to know your music, and it's an awesome feeling. It's a great scene.
Oh. And in terms of, you know, the feedback that you guys have been getting, does it seem possible that you guys are going to, you know, spread the songs, your music maybe in Europe? Because Europe's a tougher, well, a different market, and kind of this type of music, it's, you know, differently accepted,
yeah,
I guess.
Definitely. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from Europe. And we've been contacted by, you know, I mean, not like large bookers or anything, but we've been contacted by a lot of people in Europe, you know, just asking us to tour over there and things like that. We've been in contact with a few bands. Like, one of the bands is on the label with us, Human Process from Italy. You know, we've been in contact with them, and I think, you know, eventually we'll figure something out, hopefully to go over there and do a European tour. Like I said, from the feedback that we've received thus far, I mean, it's been very positive, and, I mean, I would really, 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 really love to tour over there and just play around Europe as much as possible. It would be wonderful.
And just to kind of sum things up and wrap it up, are you guys, anything that you guys want to say to the people in North America and Europe that are going to be listening to this interview?
I have to say, I mean, if you're like a lesser known band or you're a smaller band or anything like that, like, anything is possible. I mean, a lot of people have said, you know, like, they really never heard about us, and then all of a sudden, you know, this happened to us. You know, I mean, anything's possible. You know, just practice, practice, practice. Make good music. You know, treat your scene well. Meet people in the community. Meet people in your scene. You know, I mean, no one's ever too big or can meet the smallest person, you know, involved with any aspect of the music, whether it's just some fan or it's just some starting band. Like, if everybody needs to help each other, or else when it comes to music, I mean, you're never going to really know where you were if you're just a pompous asshole, you know? I guess that's all I can really say, you know? If you have a big head, you're never really going to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty true. So is there, like, any other stuff that you want to add that we didn't kind of cover about the album, of where to get it, all this stuff?
I know it's available on iTunes. It's available through our label. It's available on Amazon and I think a few other different avenues that I don't know off the top of my head right this second. I know under MySpace there's a link directly to purchase it off of iTunes. Actually, today we found out that it's featured on the front page of, like, when you go into iTunes, you click on Metal, it's featured on the front page of that right now. What else? I mean, I'd honestly say, too, like, get in contact with us on Facebook. Like, we're more than happy to talk to anybody. You know, like I said, we want to know as many people as possible, especially people that are into our music or want to talk about everything. And, I mean, anybody who has criticism, I mean, we've always been people that when it comes to criticism, like, we're fine with taking it. Like, we want to hear it. We like hearing bad criticism, you know? But we don't just want to hear, fuck you, you suck, you know? If you have something intelligent to say, say it. Like, we want to hear it. Add us on Facebook as personally. Just let us know you don't like about it. But, like, in an intelligent way, like, we want to hear it, you know? I mean, I guess that's probably really it.